Thank you very much, Chair. Just a couple of questions, really. Programme for government, the last one, not the current one we're in. What happens to the targets that weren't met?
I can give you one.
Reduction in admin, 15% by 2011, you actually achieved 4.3.
And we're continuing on with admin as part of the business plan for 12-13. That is one that will continue. There, a number of them will continue on. They're still important to us, whether they're not in the PFG or not, and you'll see that whenever you see the 12-13 business plan.
I think that's one of the questions.
Yes, we're not forgetting about it. It is still...
So why is it not worthy of PFG this time again? Is it because it's too hard a target for you to meet?
No. That was part of the discussion around the executive table as to which ones they wanted to put in there. I mean, I think they wanted to reduce the number of targets. They wanted to have a very clear focus on that. And it was about that focus on having smart targets. So it wasn't about not doing those things in the future. And we have put forward, as I said earlier on, ones that we want to continue on with that weren't taken. And you'll see those in the 2013 business plan, and hopefully they will be comprehensive, and everything that the committee wants to see being done will be included within that document.
So there will be continual monitoring,
yes,
of the admin. They'll be as clear, as identifiable as it was in the previous PFG.
Yes.
The last point then really is, in regard to the 4 points that we have here, I already know, draft programme for government, there's a number of them that are well down the path of actually delivering before the programme for government's finalised. And I'm not criticising you for doing that, but, you know, it seems you're almost putting the cart before the horse, that you know what's going to be on there, so you've started to work towards it. How many consultation responses have you received? What cognizance will you actually take of them? And can we expect to see a dramatic change in any of these 4 points?
I had around 30 responses to the consultation process. I mean, the consultation process was led by OFM DFM, so they're providing us with the various responses, and we're working through those. We're just getting them this week, really, and we're providing responses back to OFM, DFM, and then it'll go to the executive for consideration. The ones that I've seen so far, I mean, a lot of them were actually quite complimentary, which is strange for a consultation process, particularly around the agri-food strategy. I mean, I think everybody is, there's a consensus that this is, you know, vitally important for the economic future for Northern Ireland, and we'll hear at the committee today that there seems to be a consensus around that one. There are others where both groups have particular interests around the scheme as well. But although it's not on the programme for government, it's actually in our business plan, and it's something that we want to continue.